USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol say they have made their biggest fentanyl bust ever at the southern border. Speaking today in Arizona, Nogales Port Director Michael Humphreys describes how the officers discovered the illicit drugs.
During the physical search, CBP officers discovered a non-factory compartment built under the trailer's floor, revealing numerous packages.
The United States and China are continuing their negotiations regarding a trade deal. At the White House on Thursday, President Trump says we have a great relationship with China.
The relationship is very, very good between China and the United States, and the personal relationships are very good with the Vice Premier, with myself and President Xi, and with our representatives. It's been very, very good.
The extreme cold temperatures across the Midwest are now responsible for at least 10 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A new report estimates nearly half of all U.S. adults have some form of heart or blood vessel disease. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The dubious medical milestone is mostly due to recent guidelines that did expand how many people have high blood pressure. The American Heart Association saying that more than 121 million American adults had cardiovascular disease in 2016. Though if you take out those with only high blood pressure, it leaves 24 million or 9% of American adults who have other forms of disease like heart failure or clogged arteries. High blood pressure, which had long been defined as a top reading of at least 140, or a bottom of 90, was dropped to 130 over 80 under the guidelines adopted in 2017. High blood pressure can raise the risk for heart attacks and strokes and other problems, and only about half of those with the condition have it under control.
The Dow ends January by falling 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says America is getting soft by keeping kids at home from school in extreme cold. The Republican governor of Kentucky has received some flack for his comments, even from NBC weatherman Al Roker, who called him a nitwit. Bevin joins Fox News and explains what he means by his comments on folks getting soft.
In general, we are getting soft, and it's interesting. I mean, my children's schools were canceled, and guess what they did today? They played outside in the snow. So did most kids. You did a little tease at the front end about these kids, and it's awesome. They went out and shoveled people's walkways. Terrific. I don't believe those kids in Wisconsin froze to death. There are people who are freezing to death. It's very dangerous. A year ago, at this time, last January, there was a story that went viral about a town where the temperatures were expected to get 100 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor. It went viral all over America. That's the town I grew up in. I understand cold weather. Northern New Hampshire is a brutally cold place underneath the valleys and underneath Mount Washington. I understand it's important for people to be careful, but we also are getting soft in America. And anybody that would question that is really not paying attention, as indicated by some of the things we've mentioned earlier.
The governor also noted that his comments on a local radio station about getting soft were taken out of a little bit of context, in his opinion. It should be noted that in 10 states, folks did not get mail due to the extreme cold temperatures. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What's new? How about a new year and new ideas for fine-tuning your financial future? Listen to your family and your retirement with Abe Ashton Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 on Fox News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450.
NASCAR crashes Las Vegas.
Big damage on Kurt Busch's car.
For Pennzoil 400 weekend.
Had a lot of smoke in the cockpit.
It's high stakes and insane speed at America's Racing Showplace.
He'll pinch Joey Logano to the middle group.
Pennzoil 400 weekend tickets are going fast at LVMS.com or call 800-644-4444.
In big and leave Las Vegas a winner.
NASCAR's fastest weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Remember, if anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Welcome back. A lot of good stuff in this hour. You're gonna want to tune in. Just park the car.
Pull over.
Listen, Uncle Milty. Susan joins me too. We have a lot to discuss. I'm gonna let Susan will be here for a short bit for a second, and we want to talk a little bit about statements and things that have been made and in the past and what brings us to this point. Because I know all of you are still reeling over the New York, Virginia. How did we get here? And I know you know how we got here because we've complacency, we've kind of let this happen. But all the warnings and things that have happened, the precursors to that, of course, just wanted to give you a heads up. Tomorrow, I have Dr. Mark Skidmore, who is the Michigan State University professor. He and some grad students, okay, found the $23 trillion in the budget. And so I'll have him, and he'll be discussing what they did right after he found it. Because when Joe Individual finds a glaring $23 trillion missing, I mean, you can't have that happen again. So we'll be talking about that. And then Christopher Fulton, who wrote the book Inheritance, who I had on the show in December, I asked him to come back because, in fact, I don't think I've ever done that, where I've actually had an author come back because I had questions for him. And his book was so intriguing and so good that I really wanted to, I just really wanted to have him on again. Mm-hmm. Inheritance really fills in a lot of blanks, and it's the poison fruit of the JFK assassination. There's two inheritance books. This one is the poison fruit of the JFK assassination. Fulton spent 8 years in prison because of evidence that he had in the JFK assassination, and he wouldn't give it up to the CIA. So interesting story. I can't put down book. I'll have him on tomorrow. Then Dick Morris. Remember, Dick Morris was with Clinton, and then he did the whole turnaround into conservative. We're going to be talking about that turnaround on Monday. So just to kind of give you a heads up and let you know. I want Susan to talk for a moment, because there's some interesting stuff that you've found as we're all reeling with what happened in New York and Virginia and more states to follow. What were you finding? Because you're a research hound.
Well, I'm a research hound, but when I was a young mother, I became involved with the birthright movement.
Mm-hmm.
And birthright was a group that helped women who were pregnant and had not expected to be pregnant. So I thought it was just helping, like finding clothes and doing things. But then I found there was this whole political fight behind it. I had not been aware. And then I started reading about Bernard Nathanson, who founded NARAL. So we hear NARAL all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The liberals love NARAL. And it was originally called the National Abortion Action League, Rights Action League. And he did 75,000 abortions. Well, actually, he performed 15,000 abortions. He
wow.
helped start this whole movement. But he was a pioneer as a doctor. But because he was a pioneer and he was so many steps ahead,
mm-hmm.
when technology came out, ultrasounds, I mean, I've had a million ultrasounds.
Right.
He just went, oh my gosh, wait a minute. I didn't realize how alive this fetus was. And so he said he could not continue to do abortions, and he became pro-life. So his clinic performed 75,000 abortions. And he said, so I have to be considered an expert. But he said, I want you to understand how we got this passed. He said it required key deceptive tactics. And the first key tactics was to capture the media. He said, we took polls. Actually, we simply fabricated the results of fictional polls. Does that sound familiar? Is that happening?
Doesn't shock me.
Yeah. And we let people believe that 60% of people wanted legalized abortion. And then we lied about the number. We said the abortions currently taking place when it was not legal was 100,000. He said we knew that, but we told him it was 1 million. We just made up
numbers. What year was
numbers.
This? What year?
This was before 1969, 68. Mm-hmm. So 69 is when they formed NARAL, and then 73 was when it was passed. And so he just said, we just said whatever we
just
had to say.
Fabricated everything. The media took it and just ran with it.
Out of the thin air. Yep, whatever sounded good.
Never fact checked.
And he said the other myth that we put out there was that that the only abortions that would take place in the future were the ones that were people were thinking of doing illegally, but now those illegal abortions would just be legal. But what happened is there was a 15,000% increase in the number of abortions. And so,
because everybody else thought that everybody else wanted that momentum happened where
right.
it went, oh, I guess everybody wants this. Oh, I guess, you know, this. And so they had a 15. Wow.
Yes. And so that was a lie that it was just, you know.
Always curious as to how they get. Aren't you,
yes.
Uncle Milty, too?
Yes.
Like, aren't you always curious how they get these things?
The momentum.
Yeah, because it's never, it's always, there's always a reason. They don't spontaneously, we didn't as a nation just spontaneously get behind abortion.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sorry.
No.
There's
not
no way that could have happened.
It was promoted.
So it was promoted.
Anyway, the second tactic was to play the Catholic card. And he said, we had to persuade them that anyone opposing permissive abortion would be under the influence of the Catholic hierarchy. So that sounds exactly what Dianne Feinstein said to future Supreme Court Justice, we hope, Amy Cohen Barrett, that the dogma lies deep within you, meaning mm-hmm. her Catholic faith. It was a slap to the face right in front of everybody.
Wow.
And so play the Catholic card.
Right.
And so that was their second time.
You know what's interesting is I also heard that one of the reasons why they wanted to just really go out with this bill, too, was because they were in fear. Now they're in fear of it getting overturned by the Supreme Court. Now that doesn't make sense because the states can still do what the states want to do. They just don't realize that or they're ignorant or stupid or just conniving. Take your pick, all three. But the states can do what they want. There is no such thing as a federal ruling from the Supreme Court. So I thought that was kind of interesting, though. It was like, we're all in fear of you. So we're going to go to the very extreme.
Right. And they need to build momentum. So the third tactic was the suppression of all scientific information. He said a favorite pro-choice tactic is to insist the definition of when life begins in the womb is impossible. He said that just wasn't true. That hasn't been true for 40, 50 years, whenever this passed, 1973.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we've always known when life begins. He said, it's just lie upon lie.
Yeah. And isn't that interesting that that's been a debate? They've turned it into a debate where it should have never been a debate.
No, it's
and
science.
You'll even have pro-lifers debating on when that starts.
Right.
But in order to stop it from growing, you have to kill it.
Right.
You have to.
Yes.
Everybody
understands.
Will continue to grow. Yeah.
Everyone understands. Yeah. And what he said, what he came to really appreciate was the destructive nature, how destructive it was. And I love this quote. He said, it's clear that the permissive voluntary abortion on demand is purposefully destructive of what is undeniably human life. It is an impermissible act of deadly violence. One must concede that unplanned pregnancy is a wrenchingly difficult dilemma. Yes, of course. But to look for its solution in a deliberate act of destruction is to trash. I love that you use the word trash. Trash the vast resourcefulness of human ingenuity. Like, hey, we can figure out other solutions to unplanned pregnancy. Uh-huh. We don't have to do this. We don't have to hit it with a hammer.
Right.
And he said, we just, you know.
An evil one at that.
Yes. So. And he said, as a scientist, he said, I know life begins at conception.
Mm-hmm.
So that was he turned his whole life into being a supporter of the pro-life movement. He made films, but they discounted him. And yet he is the person saying, I have been ahead on the trail all along, And I'm coming back to tell you the bridge is washed out. This is not the road we should be taking. And so he's been deceased for many years, but this is like a voice from the grave saying, right. Do not keep making this mistake.
Right, because it started out.
Yes.
As a vicious sort of, horrifying, just fabricated story, fabricated
built on
event.
Lies. Yeah. So how could it ever bring forth good fruit if it was built on lies from the beginning? Roe versus Wade, built on lie, a whole fabricated case when she, kept the baby. And
right. No one even realizes that.
And a fabricated opinion.
Fabricated opinion.
No, it really was. It really was. What's interesting is this is how all movements like this get started. They go to the media and they buy science. So you have scientists in your pocket. Climate change had 5,000, You have scientists in your pocket to do your bidding. You pay them good money and grants to continue on the research, right? And everybody, we're not all scientists, so you believe the scientists. Why wouldn't you? And then, of course, everybody believed the media, because the media at that time even was, they're the truth. It's the Walter Cronkite. It's the truth. What do you mean? And so they could fabricate all of this, not fact check it. So they could always have plausible deny, but we just didn't fact check it enough, I guess.
Wait.
But they knew. They had to have known.
They knew all along. And he said it was the only way we could get it passed. And then you wonder why the pressure, why the intensity to want this so badly that you're going to lie every minute of the day. And it was because it was coming out of this eugenics movement started by Margaret Sanger. And she said she wanted the gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extinction of defective stocks, those human weeds which threaten the blooming
She's
of the finest flower. She spoke in front of the Ku Klux Klan. She said her talk in front of the Ku Klux Klan was so successful, not only did they invite her back, but she was getting invitations from other chapters of the Ku Klux Klan.
I'm sure she was.
Talked about human eugenics.
I'm sure they loved her.
I mean, come on. But who did Hillary say was her great hero? Margaret Sanger.
They wanted to put a statue of her in some hall, and they wanted to take out somebody from the South, and they wanted to put her in, and I thought, Oh my God,
she's like the beast,
Yeah.
And she was looking at a situation where people would struggle with large families or whatever. And that was a serious issue. But there were other people who stepped up and said, we will help them on a charitable basis. And she actually said, this is a quote, organized charity itself is a symptom of a malignant social disease. Why would she say that? She didn't want charities helping.
You're right.
Also said the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it.
Jeez. We're definitely on this road for the last 50 years and then onward from here into a road where families will diminish in importance. Children are going to be eradicated because not eradicated totally. They'll never do that. But there'll be more control over how many, over who gets to have them, over who gets to reproduce. And also, I think we're looking at a lot more restrictions in the future than we think. And also a societal opinion that babies are too expensive and too much work, and I need to be about me. Just need to be about me, self, me. Everything in the women's movement is I.
No sacrifice.
Yeah, no sacrifice.
No sacrifice for anyone or anything, because that's not where they're going to find happiness. But the truth is, ironically, they are.
Yeah. Isn't that, kind of like, the purpose for being. Anyway, that whole thing. Jeez Louise. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate that. She does great research. Hat tip to her. She sends me a lot of wonderful stuff. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Uncle Milty. I want to talk a little bit about measles, too. They're talking about this a lot in the press. We'll chat about it.
I'm Russ Imlay with Cache Valley Bank. I started in banking years ago because it offered a good opportunity that would let me stay here and raise a family in southern Utah. What I didn't fully realize was the good I could do working for a bank. Now I do. Like helping new doctors get the facilities and equipment they require to make it easier to meet the needs of their patients, or finding solutions to help small businesses expand their operations to take on bigger projects or more staff. I love my work as a banker, and I enjoy working for Cache Valley Bank. Because we have the statewide strength of 17 branches, yet as a community bank, I'm able to give tailored attention to each of my customers. We're not here just to close a deal. We're here for the entire journey. We will be here on hand and on call as your financial outfitter. Is there a venture on your horizon? Let's map it out.
Cash Valley Bank. Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
With the colder nights, heating systems can struggle to heat all the areas of your house, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air care professionals can help these trouble areas with their Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care Professionals this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
Hey Southern Utah, you know what they say, new year, new me. How about new year, new garage door? Are your garage doors old and beyond repair? For a limited time, Garage Doors Only is offering $100 off a brand new Clopay garage door. Look us up online at garagedoorsonly.com or visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Call us at 435-868-1200 for more details. And from our family to yours, have a happy new year.
All right, Tag and Go team, Quinn and I have been working on some new jingles for our four Southern Utah locations.
And here's what we have so far.
Nobody beats Tag and Go. Nobody.
This is Quinn Allgood from Tag and Go, your car wash for the people.
Tag and Go Express Car Wash. Tag and Go Car Wash.
A car wash for everyone. Tag and Go.
When you hear the splash, think of Tag and Go Car Wash.
I feel like those are already taken. But how about this? Tango Express Car Wash, with four locations and one coming soon near Costco.
Southern Utah is such an amazing place to live and visit. Our area is full of beautiful scenery, fun things to do, great food, and excellent local businesses. We want to help everyone discover the very best places in Southern Utah for entertainment, food, beverages, health and wellness, shopping, outdoor adventure, automotive, fitness, and more as voted by you, the community. Now is the time to nominate your favorite businesses to be the best in Southern Utah. Nominate right now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Is part of your New Year's resolution focusing more on finances? Join Abe Ashton for your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 on Fox News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'll make you a promise. When you go into any Best Mattress location, you'll be treated to a great, great experience. Our highly trained people really care about helping you. You notice that the minute you walk in, but it doesn't stop with them. The guys who deliver and set up your bed are just as respectful and helpful. I insist on it. You won't get better service anywhere, and you can't find better prices anywhere. Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
Hey there, Mr. Chipmunk.
Oh, hey, Ranger. What are you doing?
Some people left a fire burning. I was just putting it out.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I hate that. If you start a fire, you put it out. I'm a chipmunk, and I understand that.
You sound angry.
I am angry. People are being careless.
I know, but...
But what?
But let go of my leg.
Oh, sorry.
You start a fire, you put it out. A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We don't love to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, no. We don't love to change the world.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, 888-673-1450. I've got Uncle Milty with me. Hat tip to Susan. Thank you. Wow. It's just always the same way that they get that stuff through, isn't it?
The lying, big sales
use science, use the media, and then everybody's convinced. No wonder they think we're such a stupid people. We haven't seen through that yet. And how many movements have been caused by that, you know? I want to talk about this a little bit because it's been in the news. And I feel like it's worthy of a discussion. There are probably people out there that wonder why I feel the way I do about some vaccines. And I want to talk about measles for a minute because there's so much misinformation. Let's get to the good stuff and find out what exactly happened and why the measles vaccine, why everybody's all up in arms about this. Every year we get the media reports. Remember the mass hysteria? Mm-hmm. Children everywhere are going to die. Millions and millions and millions. We haven't actually had a death since 2003, but nobody ever wants to say that. So I want to go through this and I want to address first, people out there go, well, why do you go after vaccines? Vaccines are generally pretty good, Kate, you know, come on. A lot has changed in vaccines in the last 20 to 30 years. And beyond that, too. So I'm, you know, I've done shows on polio. I've done shows on all of this, too. So it goes beyond that as well. But there have been a lot of things in the last 20 years that have changed. And there's a lot more in the works, 150 in the works. And there's a huge campaign right now. Even at the last awards show, what did they do? Treated all the stars to doctors coming in and acting like they were getting shots. They weren't, but they were acting like they were. And so... We are being bombarded by people going, by people trying to hate on people that say, I think I'm going to kind of look at these vaccines before I get one. I think I'm going to kind of wait or, you know, I'm going to really examine this first. So there's a big propaganda hatred for anti-vaxxer. I love how they call it that, you know, demonize people to death that say, I think there's something to be concerned here. When you think about, I had eight, now they have over 60 vaccines, you know, for a child, that's a lot of vaccines going in. So let's talk about this for just a moment, measles, because there was a story and these outbreaks come every year, but I want to address a little bit of history that I don't think people know. Because when people look at the history, if they go to some of the websites for history, they stop at year 1950 on the charts. There's a reason that they stop there. So it's that time again. My friend Aaron, who is married to Dr. Mercola, who does a lot of speaking out about this, you know, terrifying people about the measles. One of the funniest news reports I ever saw was a news reporter going on and on and on about, oh my gosh, kids were going to die. And then at the very end, he goes, and he pictured himself in front of a school bus. At the very end, he goes, looks at the camera and he goes, well, you will have a slight fever and, you know, you'll have, you know, the measles and then it'll be a couple of days like that. And then end of story. I went, there we go. There's the truth. So is it something that's causing millions and millions of deaths? No. Can you quarantine yourself when you have measles? Yes. Did most of us have measles at some point, right? You had measles? Did you have measles?
Absolutely. Yeah. I had the measles.
And then your body builds up the immunity to it naturally. That's what our bodies do.
Yep.
Okay. And I even went into the Wayback Machine too, but I wanted to sort of describe this. In the 9th century, a Persian doctor published one of the very first accounts of the measles disease. This is in the 9th century. Okay. Francis Home, a Scottish physician, demonstrated in 1757 that measles is caused by an infectious agent in the blood of patients. And in 1912, measles became a nationally notifiable disease. And it was on the books as this disease because people weren't quarantining themselves when they got it. Okay, so they spread it readily. And so we had shipfuls of men coming back overseas too that had it because they were all on the ship together and they weren't quarantining. Right. And so in the first decade, an average of they were reporting. Okay, so this is what they're filling you with now, that there were 6,000 measles deaths per year. Okay. And in the decade before 1963, when a vaccine became available, nearly all the children got measles by the time they were 15 years of age. And so a lot of these things have been heavily exaggerated. In the pediatrics AA publications, they went on to talk about John Enders. John Enders and the development of this vaccine. Right after the polio vaccine, he felt like he wanted to come up with a vaccine for this. So it wasn't up until after the year 1950, right? After that they even started working on this, okay? And so people would get sick like a mild flu or a mild whatever you want to call it, and move on. All right. We all built up, you know, builds up some immunity, but there certainly were people catching it from others. So in 1954, they started the field trials, and Enders worked with Peebles and cultivated measles viruses in human kidney cell culture. Remember Dr. Mary's monkey? Mm-hmm. They did the same thing with the cells of monkeys' kidneys, okay? And so then he wanted a hands-on role, so he started doing this working on this steadily. 3 years of they did these trials in monkeys. And there was some speculation that they were doing this on kids without notification of what they were doing. But with that even being said, they worked on this and then came up with this measles vaccine. And we lived with this for a very long time before this ever came to be. And then they started calling it the greatest public health breakthrough of the 20th century. Measles, the measles vaccine, not polio, measles. And so we've been looking at this thing for quite a while. And I just, what I wanted to say about this was maybe some of the truth. If you go back into the 1900s too, you weren't probably going to see a lot of the charts going really, really high with this. It never got to the point where it was like such an epidemic that, you know, you had at least one or two people in the family that had measles. It really wasn't to that degree. We're talking about a couple hundred thousand, like in the early 1900s. And so when they worked on this, it was really marketed and really hey, they just got a lot of mileage out of the polio vaccine. We can do this with measles. It wasn't as if when they go about describing this in the media, they are definitely embellishing the numbers. They embellished that whole Disneyland happening a couple of years ago, back in 2015, and made everybody afraid. And so everybody's hating the anti-vaxxers. Here's the truth, though. The truth is that of the 120 in October, so the 124 people that got the measles, 93 of them were vaccinated.
Almost all of them.
Yeah, almost all of them. So that's why we're getting fed a lot of garbage on this, and people think that they're going to die, like seriously die from this, and that isn't the truth.
Well, you know, there's a lot of booster shots when it comes to vaccines, but when you've had natural immunity,
right,
you don't need booster shots.
Yeah.
So there must be something a little bit better about natural immunity than these vaccinations.
Yes. People have been sort of going away from the vaccine movement because they've realized so many vaccines are being marketed. Okay. So even last year, right, 17 outbreaks, only 350 cases of measles. Why? Because we know that when somebody has them, you quarantine and get them through it. Sometimes they even put them with the other little kids in the house so they can all get it at the same time. That's what we used
to
do,
was
right?
A kid, that's
60s,
how
70s.
Was.
And so none of them were fatal, but they're not telling you that. They're telling you that this is the most horrible thing. This is a fever, a rash, a cough, conjunctivitis, maybe a runny nose for 10 to 12 days at the most. So they're not even giving you the truth on that. And so just to kind of bring it to this normal reality, instead of what you're going to get the media espousing and talking about, when they saw an opportunity to do the measles outbreak or to the measles vaccine, they saw an opportunity to make a lot of money too.
Well,
you know, there's Merck. I mean, they saw a lot of opportunity with this.
Sure. Before the vaccine, 3 to 4 million of people a year were getting the measles.
Mm-hmm. But they got through it. That's the point.
But they estimate that 400 to 500 died.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say 4 to 5. They estimate that.
Yeah, it absolutely has not been that. And
nope.
If you look at the charts, they only go back to 1950 because that's where some of the spikes were. If you go back to 1900, they don't have those spikes. So it dips way back down again.
Well, diseases come and go.
They do. They do. And our knowledge, you know, and how to deal with them as well, goes up and down. But when you really look at the charts, you're not going to see huge numbers around 1910. You're going to see people got it. They got through it. But it wasn't what they were telling you. They always call it a threat in the media. But if you really look at the data, I mean, the hardcore data that they took on this, and I'm not talking about the estimates, but I mean the data, no. In fact, 1960, it was very, very, yeah, it was low, but it was also, it hadn't been extremely, extremely high.
Well, what I never have understood is why it started with all these diseases that are not fatal.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand trying to fight a disease
if something's fatal,
like the Black Plague, you know, that killed most of Europe.
Yeah.
But the measles?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah. They are, the health workers are promoting a very irrational fear about it and then using it to lobby for laws, eliminating all non-medical vaccine exemptions and so on. It's that even that Disneyland or even this right now with all the propaganda we're getting, it's well-coordinated disinformation campaign. To vilify virtually anyone so that you start demanding that laws pass that make it so that everyone has to get behind it. I remember hearing Romney was totally behind government control of vaccines. You know, a lot of these people are in office right now, and we have to really be aware of where they're headed with this. To put something in these, like Nagalese, that breaks down the cell, that breaks it down at cellular level so it can't help itself. And they're getting this from birth now. And this is relatively newer in vaccines, Nagalese is. We have a lot in vaccines, formaldehyde, all kinds of stuff shoved into these vaccines. And nobody ever says what's in it. Can you break it down? I'll have to put that breakdown again on the Kate Daly Show on Facebook, because there's a definite breakdown that you're going to be a little shocked to find out what's inside of these things. There's a reason to think twice, but don't be sold on the irrational fear campaign that's being touted now. Because if 93 of those 124 measles outbreak cases, I mean, so are they saying that vaccines are going to save you from this? I don't think so. So it doesn't, I mean, it's...
Well, they always try to make it look so... There were 40 cases, okay, up in Washington. The U.S. News and World Report did an article, and they said children with measles flew to Hawaii.
Okay.
And so they were quarantined. And it's this big scare now. It might spread to Hawaii.
Yeah. Well,
but no measles cases developed in Hawaii.
Yeah. And yes, thank you for that. And in 2015, 176 cases in a population of 320 million.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wonder why they're reporting on this consistently and driving up the fear factor and telling you that this is like a health crisis? I've heard that word so many times used with measles. Does 174 actual cases of measles in 320 million tell you that's a health crisis? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Seriously though, what's the most important thing in buying a car? Price. And I always have people asking me, Jared, how do you have the lowest price in 500 miles? And I tell them, the answer is you have to have a huge selection. You have to have hundreds of cars. Then you have to have a service center that can recondition those cars and make sure they're pristine. Because why? You warranty all those cars. By the way, service centers open to the public with one of the cheapest labor rates in town, I might add. And then you obviously have to have the financing lined up. You got to be preferred with all of our local lenders. And you have to have the option to carry people in-house, which we do. And finally, you need the team. You got to create a culture where they're delivering the greatest experience at the best value. And that is how you become the fastest growing independent dealer in Southern Utah. Boom.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
Now serving number one.
That's me.
I'm number one.
Right here.
Not everyone can be number one.
Number one, inbounds the ball to number one, makes a quick pass over to number one in the alley.
And when your number one priority is marketing your business, you need to cut through the clutter and have a one-on-one with us. At SunTran, they make your success their number one priority. Right now, get 30% off and ad space until the spots are gone. Call Susie today for more information. 627-4074.
Ideas? We've got them. Technology? Yeah, the kind you've never seen before. Designs? Your mind will be blown. Decor? You have to see it to believe it. Find it all at the 2019 St. George Parade of Homes, February 15th through 24th, where we'll bring your dreams to life. Sponsored by Zions Bank, Dominion Energy, Burton Lumber, The Boulevard Home Furnishings, KSL5, KSL.com, StGeorgeNews.com, and the Southern Utah Home Builders Association, ParadeHomes.com.
Finley Hyundai.
It's game on this month at Finley Hyundai. With their most advanced starting lineup of SUVs ever. Check the 2019 Santa Fe Family Getaway SUV. Check 2019 Tucson. Sporty, sensible, and just the right size. Check the all-new Kona. Stylish, bold, fresh. Hyundai's first subcompact crossover. Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty.
If you're thinking SUV,
think Hyundai. Finley Hyundai on the saving side of the freeway. FinleyHyundaiSt.George.com.
Don't miss out on The Active Life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
You need a mattress. You have to have one. You want a good one, like the Springer Back Supporter, Englander Orthopedic, or Simmons Beauty Rest. And you deserve to save your money. Sleep Cheap from Discount Mattress Store. The cheapest mattresses in town. Same mattresses, better price. Don't believe them? Then price out the other stores. Discount Mattress Store will be waiting with the best prices on mattresses. Come on, prove them. And ask for your good night's sleep at Discount Mattress Store. Same mattress, better price. Sleep Cheap at the Discount Mattress Store. In the Fiesta Plaza next to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Ladies, this Valentine's, there's a chance he will find a quiet moment, wait until he has your full attention, look you in the eyes, and hand you a small, beautiful bronze box that says, Mac and Sons. But as you gently pull the ribbon and discover the treasure that awaits, you realize whatever sits inside is really just a reflection of how much he adores you. Men that buy jewelry from the master jewelers at Mac & Sons are not just buying diamonds, gold, or just any jewelry. The man that placed that box in front of you knows you are more precious than any diamond and worth more than gold. Men that come to Mac & Sons are passionate about finding quiet moments to remind you of their love. They could grab roses, chocolates, or chase deals at the mall, but when they see the beautiful bronze box with Mac & Sons on it, you'll know they aren't like everyone else. And neither is your love. Because of where he went when he wanted Valentine's to be perfect. Mac & Sons Master Jewelers, on the Boulevard at Bluff.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melinda Dunn with the American Academy of Family Physicians with important information on how you can prevent shingles. If you've had chicken pox, you're at risk for getting shingles, a very painful and potentially debilitating disease. Nearly 1 in 3 Americans will get shingles, and older adults are more at risk. But adults age 50 and older can get protection simply by getting the shingles vaccine. For more on immunizations, visit familydoctor.org or talk with your family physician.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I remember when I was 16, I went on a road trip with my brother, and that's the only tape we had was the Beatles. And we drove for 2 days, and I know every Beatles song by heart. Let's just say that. All right. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're listening in. I wanted to mention something, too, that I didn't mention. When they were doing the measles, which I felt, the measles vaccine, which I felt was they were capitalizing on an opportunity. They had just saw polio happen. Oh, we could get this one in, too. And we'll get paid, and everybody will, they'll call it the breakthrough of the century, and everybody will get paid on this. They went to the School of the Handicapped, severely handicapped, and did trials there. And you know what the reason they gave was? Well, they're in close proximity of each other, so we need to make sure they're okay from the measles. There's a lot of places where people are in close proximity to, but there they didn't have to go by the Nuremberg rules and they didn't have to get permission to do that on them. The whole thing was sort of like reeks in the beginning of the measles, like when they were doing this vaccine. Everything about it is, there's an issue there. Anyway, they've capitalized on that. They continue to call it the breakthrough of the century. And measles is not deadly like people think. 174 cases only in 2015. And we're really not exceeding that to a huge degree this year. But there's a huge propaganda campaign against anti-vaxxers or people that think twice about sticking 60 needles in themselves. They want to make sure that what they're doing for their child is okay, and they want to see what's in them. And they really have kept that information from the public. We have over 80 dead doctors now that tried to blow the whistle on vaccines, that tried to say, hey, they're using these for pretty nefarious reasons. When you see Bill Gates partner with the CDC and get behind these vaccines going globally, and they can actually go over and start to experiment on whole communities in Africa without you even knowing, there is a problem here. So I would love if people thought twice instead of just ponying up to the propaganda momentum that says all vaccines are wonderful and you better go stand in line for one. We have to be smarter than that. The fact that they have 150 in the works. See, what happened with measles was the number started going down because people started quarantining and realizing that it was that you could catch it pretty easily. And so we would have actually, many in the doctors' communities actually have said it would have gone down anyway because of all kinds of things. The fact that we would learn how to deal with that and when it came, kind of like the flu, you know, it's the same.
But you also run out of people that haven't had it, too.
Yeah. 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 But, you know, what would we think if, you know, I think you have to go back into history and you have to say, was there a real cause and effect for this? So what they're saying basically is there were a couple of million people or a million people that would get this, and then the vaccine drove it down to thousands, right? In the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many that say it would have done that anyway. That you really didn't need this, but they capitalized on this, and there was a lot of money behind it, so therefore it became the movement. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, Sam calling.
Hi there.
A good topic, because this gets me riled up every time they pull this down to fear-mongering with the vaccines and stuff. If you have a good immune system, there should be no reason to have to even worry about this stuff.
I agree with you.
My thought is this. Are you going to trust the very same establishment that thinks nothing of putting glyphosate in your food and GMOs and everything else to want to shield you from various other things? I mean, you talk about doublespeak.
Yeah, yeah. The Rockefeller Institute has been shielding cures for many things for many, many, many years. They don't want people to know that. But it's pretty known out there that the Rockefellers have been sitting on a lot of things. It's just that if you can keep the population under control, because many do die from cancer, if you can keep people sick and keep the pharmacist lobby up and the most powerful lobby, if you can do those things, why would you change it? So the propaganda will always lean this way because this is the industry that makes, you know, tremendous amount of money. So
follow the money and you will get follow to the source of just about anything.
Yep. Thank you. I really appreciate you. In fact, I could do a whole show on the cancer aspects alone, what they had actually found years ago, a century ago, to the fact that we always act like we're flopping along and just can't figure it out. What baloney. It's such baloney. But we believe it. And, you know, we run the races for the cancer cure because we think that we'll finally have scientists smart enough to get it. That's not it at all. That isn't it at all. It's such a lie. It really is. It's such a lie.
I can't wait till next year.
Till what?
Supposedly the Israelis have a cure for cancer. They think they'll have it perfected in a year.
Yeah. They'll never let it come to... They'll never. Yeah. They'll diminish it somehow and act like no.
But it kills too many people.
They don't mind the population control. We'll say that they don't mind it. And I know that sounds very tinfoil hat-ish, doesn't it?
It does.
But with all, I know, but with all the research I've done, there's no way you could tell me. There's no way you could tell me that that they haven't been sitting on these for a very long time and have not minded the outcome. So at our peril, truly at our peril. There was a German scientist came along, a German scientist that actually figured out, she actually was up for 7 awards in Nobel Peace, but she figured out that cottage cheese and flaxseed oil immersed together create a, what would you call it? Like a...
an emulsion.
Yeah, you have to emulse the two together, natural cottage cheese and flaxseed oil that hasn't been in any heat processes. And if you put that together and you made sure that they were completely immersed into each other, that it would cause a chemical reaction. And that chemical reaction would spur the charges of the cells in our body. So we have trillion cells, and it would actually charge them up to combat and to get your immune system moving. Mm-hmm. And so there have been scientists all along the way. So the Cancer Society says, oh, you know, that's true. I mean, you could do that. It just hasn't been done on that many humans in the last 50 years. No, that's a lie. There's many, many, many people that have done that and have actually helped their cancers and cured them, actually. But you won't hear the Cancer Society come out and give it any, you know, merit beyond that. So there are simple things. That's called the, what is that called? The protocol, Budwig protocol.
Yep.
And there's many things like that we could be helping ourselves with. So when we look at vaccines, you have to look at when they came about, when we touted them as the cure, why they needed that in the first place, what caused that to happen, the spikes to happen. And then let's go back and look at sanitation. Let's go back and look at medical care and quarantining and all the things that we do. And then let's look at it in context instead of just going off hype. Because every time I turn on the news this week, it's been measles. I'm going, you've got to be joking me. There's not enough cases to merit that. And these news people they've hyped themselves up like crazy.
They do that.
Oh my gosh, it's measles. And I'm going, yeah, it's sniffles. And, you know, have there been deaths? Yes. Just like there's deaths with anything. You can't tell me anything that doesn't have probably a death related to
it.
That's
right.
But that isn't the argument. Their argument is over this hyping it up. So I just wanted to bring that up. And it's frustrating every year when I see this, because I see this incredible craziness surrounding it. I know there were a couple headlines too. Disney had their first gay pride parade on their premise. So for all the little kids.
Which Disney?
Let me pull it up. It is right here. It's, you know, doesn't surprise me. Daily Wire was talking about this. This was the Disneyland Paris in France hosting a gay pride parade. Why? Why? What's the reason? Can you tell me the reason?
To promote homosexuality.
Yeah, because here's the deal. It's does it need to be promoted? No, everybody knows it's aware. It's there. Yeah. Do we need to have a this is your sexual preference parade? I guess. I guess France wants that. I was just a little. I saw that and I thought, oh my gosh, really?
I have always thought that mm-hmm. if we did a heterosexual pride parade every year, uh-huh. the week before the gay pride parade,
yeah.
we would end the gay pride parade by doing that.
It just a parade for sexual preference. Think about that. We have parades for this. They throw candy from the street. They have floats for sexual preference.
And they dress pretty awful too.
Well, yes, but for sexual preference. You know, and somebody could walk away from me saying that going, you're a hater. You just hate gay people.
Are.
No, I'm just wondering why we have a parade for sexual preferences. Isn't that something sort of private? Isn't that something that's, you know, I don't know, in your bedroom, something private?
Really?
Do what you want to do in your bedroom. No one's going to stand in your way. I could care less personally. But do you have to have a parade for it?
Well, I don't know about a parade, but when I meet uh-huh. new people, the first thing I do as I'm shaking a man's hand is say, by the way, I'm heterosexual.
That's That's my preference. I'm here to promote it.
Sometimes they get angry when you say that, like you're insinuating they're not.
You know what I want? I want a parade for middle-aged white men in America just trying to make it. I want a parade for that, and I want them to walk down the street, and I want them to throw candy, and I want a big float, and I want a big float that, I don't know, represents everything great about middle-aged men, white men.
Wow.
I know. I do, just because. Hey, if we're just going to have a parade for anything, let's have a parade for that.
A few years ago, I could have even been in that parade.
We'll extend the boundaries. Just, you know, just a man parade. Doesn't even have to be white. It can be whatever color you want. We have to start just taking down and disassembling this nonsense.
How about a non-toxic male parade?
Yes.
Only if you're non-toxic.
Only if you're non-toxic and are told what to say and do. Yes, there's that too, and non-toxic. I'll never stop being surprised at where we land. But this is the hardcore truth. My generation is going to be the last to think like that.
It appears that's a good chance.
My generation's going to be the last to say what happened to us. What happened to us? I'm not kidding. We're that last generation as we move in with this youth that think all of this is normal.
At least for a century, once it's done.
Yeah. It's not normal to have a parade for sexual orientation. That is not a normal thing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I want a parade for every white male that can stand up and say, I'm white, I'm male, I'm masculine, I'm a gentleman, and I have a right to be here. I have a right to live. I have a right to have every right that everybody else has, and I've been denied because I'm white and I'm male.
Amen, sister. Thank you. Thank you. Amen to that. Yes. Yes.
There's a lot of white men that are getting angry because they feel that way now, too. And it was brought on us. It wasn't because of who we are. We were made to feel that way by constantly being told that there's something wrong with us because we're white.
And because you're masculine.
And because we're whatever, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's what we're looking at in whole is a dismantling of the family unit. And of people in general, so that so some of these, you know, stranger things, and that's what's so interesting. I can't even have a dialogue in America, honestly. I can't have a dialogue in America that says, why are we having a parade for sexual preference? Why are we doing that? Because the only answer is, well, there is no reason. So instead of that, they have to take me apart for being a hater who hates everybody.
Of course.
Isn't that funny? I mean, think about this. Just dial in on that. That's how absurd it is, because they can never answer any of those kinds of questions. Why do we need transsexuals to read books to kids, other than to promote it? You know what I mean? Other than to promote it. Well, you don't have to. You that has nothing to do with reading in little kids. You don't need them in the library reading to kids. That doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with them being transgender.
Of course not.
Yet we're so afraid to say it in America. We're so afraid to say that. And I'm sure this will make a great soundbite for the haters, I'm sure. But you know what? Yeah. I don't care. It needs to be said. I'm getting tired of this.
Be not afraid.
Yeah, right? Be not afraid. Be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. Christopher Fulton joining me. Get the book Inheritance. You'll be up all night reading it. And then Dr. Mark Skidmore tomorrow as well. Everybody have a good one.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code Canyon for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Canyon.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds,